I'm Kaya.
And I'm Aspen.
And we're Burning the Disco Down.
I feel like we should sing happy birthday. You always sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to Burning the Disco Down podcast. Happy birthday to us and you guys for listening. It didn't really make sense, but
that was an Aspen exclusive soundtrack.
Like, that could have been at Coachella. You guys, we made it 2 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, we have a 2-year-old podcast. Podcast. Surprise, also I have a baby.
Clickbait. Surprise, we have a 2-year-old
podcast. We have a 2-year-old podcast. We're back and we're better than ever. Because we're actually in person this time.
Yeah, for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
And Aspen's at my apartment this time.
Yeah.
And it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we almost skipped this week, but we didn't.
Right. Because then we realized Coachella.
So much happened at Coachella. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But first, we're going to do all of our segments. Our first segment is Obsessive Little Me. This is what we're obsessed with. What are you obsessed with?
I've been really obsessed with Pinterest lately.
Yes.
Like,
I love Pinterest forever.
I know, I almost texted you this earlier and then I was like, I'll just say it on the podcast. But yeah, I've just been like really into like, well, first of all, every time I like want tattoo ideas, I go on Pinterest because there's just so many, whether it's like a placement idea or whatever. And so like that, and then I have a hair appointment coming up, so then like I'm obsessed with it. So now my feed is just like really good right now because it's like,
I love when the feed gets good.
Yeah, and then they're like really serving me a lot of home decor right now, so I keep saving that for like whenever I move out of this apartment. And like, it's just really, the feed is just really,
there's nothing better. That's like what I look at when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah,
but Pinterest forever.
Yeah so that's what I'm obsessed with right now.
Right now I'm obsessed with Gilmore Girls.
Wow, it's about fucking
time. I finally
got
into it. I'm on season 2. And it's funny because like it's like the definition of a comfort show.
Yes.
Like nothing really happens. Like things happen, you know, but like I'm used to like, I'm also watching the OC at the same time.
Yeah, like it's not that dramatic.
It's not like there's no drama. Like in the OC people are literally dying.
Well, there is later, but it's not as dramatic as that. For sure.
And I just think it's like, just like they're so cute drama. And
yeah
their little town,
I know,
I love like all the one-liners, they're so clever and funny. Whoever wrote that show did
Lorelai is like
job.
The funniest person ever. I love her.
And Rory's so funny. I want to be like her.
You'll probably change your thought process later, but that's okay.
She gets bad.
It's just
oh no, I'm scared.
It's the way the cycle goes when you watch Gilmore Girls for the first time.
I kind of want to look at her now.
They like look exactly the same.
Really?
Well, because they did this, they did like a spin-off series after it was over, of like a sequel
season.
Yeah. Like a little mini.
What's that called?
Sequel. It's still like Gilmore Girls, I think. Something.
Oh,
like
I think I saw that on Netflix actually. Yeah. I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because wait, would you know what year was it made in the 90s?
I think so.
Because like if you look at, I'm also watching the OC, like I said, and like those characters look so different. Like one of the girls looks exactly the same. Everyone else looks so different. It's so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, everyone from Gilmore Girls looks like, well, I guess not everyone, but most of them look exactly the same.
Okay. I want to look them up. I'm going to keep watching though. Like in 2 weeks, I'll be done.
Yeah.
It's so easy to watch.
It is so easy to watch. Well, it's also like kind of a good thing to like put on while you're like doing something
else.
Yeah,
that's
too.
What I've been doing. Like if I'm doing my laundry or like cleaning, I'll put it on. Yeah. And then like also like eating dinner. Like it's always just on.
Yeah. That's what I was doing when I watched it for the first time too.
And you don't always have to like pay attention like completely.
No. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that show. Okay, next segment is,
we're really
we're flying through.
We got a dinner to eat. We're having tacos for dinner.
I also can't remember our next segment. Mad Woman. This is what we're mad about.
What are you mad about this week?
I'm going to make this short, but this week I've been really mad about tipping culture in America. And that's why I said I'm going to make it short, because it's such a big topic.
It is such a very complex topic.
But the other day, I went to the coffee shop that I always go to and they turned around the iPad and it said 30 40 or 50%.
Okay, that's crazy.
And I stared at it and I was like, I'm sorry, what? That's like, crazy. I was about to pay $15 for a coffee. And the other thing too is like when I go to that coffee shop, I'll just get like a kombucha and it's like the rowdy mermaid ones, like in the can.
Yeah.
They're literally bending down, like grabbing the can and handing it to me, not even opening it, like literally just handing it to me. And do you want me to tip like 50%?
Yeah.
Like, I know that's not the worker's fault. Obviously, it's the store owner needs to pay them a livable wage if they're going to put their iPads like that. But it's just getting out of hand. And
yeah. Yeah.
If I go to a sit down restaurant and someone is serving me, I will always tip 100%. Like,
yeah. And I always tip my barista too. Yeah. But like a reasonable amount.
But like, yeah. And it's just, it's when someone's literally just like handing you something, it's like, or sometimes I'll literally get something out of the fridge. I do everything. Like, you know, there's like a fridge when you walk in and they all they have to do is like put in my credit card.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what am I tipping for? Or like you're going
back up to the counter to grab your food or something. Yeah. And it's like,
okay, what is going on?
Yeah. It's, yeah.
But yeah, I always feel pressured to tip.
Yeah.
And
it's so awkward.
It's or so
like
awkward.
At Dutch Bros, it's not this bad because like they have it as like $1, $2, $3 tip. Like you don't have to do like percentages, which is nice. But at Dutch Bros, they're always like, do you want to leave a tip? And I'm like, yeah, okay, do $1.
Yeah, like and like I'll do $1 a drink. Like that's usually what I do. But it just gets hard when it's like you're doing nothing.
My other thing is, while we're on this topic, on DoorDash, they...
Oh my God, that's another thing.
If you guys don't know, when you order on DoorDash or like Uber Eats, you have to pay the like delivery fee and you have to tip and there's like a tax. So the delivery fee, I have the Dash Pass, so like I don't have a delivery fee. I paid $10 a month, so I don't have a delivery fee because it like pays for itself in like 2 DoorDash orders. But the tip, like it says it's 20%, but if you do the math,
it's not.
It's way over.
It's never 20%.
And it drives me crazy because like, I'm like, why do they do that? Like, I'm tipping you regardless. Obviously, I'm going to tip. But like, I'm tipping you. You're getting the delivery fee with or without me paying extra because like, it still goes to the driver. Even though I have like the membership or whatever, it still goes to the driver. And like, it's always higher than the percentage. It says like, I do the math and the percentage is wrong.
And this is like the thing with this is like, I'm so happy to like pay these people.
Yeah.
And like, but I do think the company should be paying them more.
Yeah.
And I'm 100% fine with the cost of everything going up. Like if I go to this coffee shop and everything's more expensive, I'd rather know what I'm going to pay.
You
know, like if it says like $9 for a coffee, at least I know I'm going to pay that rather than like pay like $6 for a coffee and then have to do a tip on top of that and then it turns out to be $9 and I'm like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah.
So I'd rather just like see the price. But then sometimes like I went out to dinner the other night and it was like we got our bill and it was like the cost of our food, tax, a kitchen fee, a service fee, and then they wanted a tip on top of that. And I'm like, who is running this restaurant and like what is going on?
Yeah.
Like,
well, and sometimes they like do the included tip too. Like they automatically add the 20%
too. Which like I get that, but then and then you just don't tip on top of that. Like I almost would rather that. Like I just want to see the number, you know?
But yeah, no, they don't like in the UK, it's like you don't tip, they just get paid.
Like just
the right
pay
amount.
The people the right amount of money.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's what I'm mad about.
Yeah.
That's what are you mad about?
I'm still kind of pissed off at Southwest for messing with us on Sunday.
It wasn't really their fault, though.
No,
it's
but it's still really fucking... Because that's never happened. Like, the amount of times we've done this and it's never happened. So, with Southwest, if you have A-list, basically, it's you get it when you've taken a certain amount of flights a year. So, we have A-list because of how much we fly. And with A-list, you can change your flight for free the day of. So, like... If we were flying tomorrow at midnight tonight, we could change our flight for free. And we've done this with Taylor Fest many, many times because we'll book the cheapest flight, change it, whatever. Or we're like, no, we want to sleep more. We'll change it, et cetera.
Yeah.
Whatever. Happens all the time. We do it all the time. No problem. We tried it. We book our flight home from Austin on Sunday and it was at 5 a.m. And we were like, okay, whatever. We'll just change it. Anyway, we booked this flight at 5 a.m. We were like, it'll be fine. We'll just change it to a different one day of. Midnight rolls around. We're in the middle of the show. Aspen and I are pulling up Southwest. Not a single one of the flights all day was available.
Yeah.
Not one.
Awful.
That's literally, I saw my life flash from my eyes because literally, like, also our San Marcos show is our latest show. Like,
yeah.
And our flight left at 5.
Yeah, so we went straight to the airport, didn't sleep. It was horrible.
It was really rough. I will say though, Red Bull really came through for us that night.
Also, like yesterday, I could barely sleep, and I think it was because I drank so much caffeine.
I like how you're saying this, but a Red Bull's only 80 milligrams of caffeine. Glad to. Yeah, but like, it's less than an Alani.
I don't know. Something was wrong with me.
I got home, so I slept the whole flight, and then I got home. I got in bed. I changed. I got in bed. And I've never fallen asleep faster after a Taylor Fest.
I fell asleep super fast, but then I woke up 3 hours later and I was expecting to sleep 6 hours. And
I set my alarm because I had to go to the grocery store yesterday. I slept for like 4 hours, I think. And then I got up. I had half of an Alani, which would be 100 milligrams of caffeine. Because a full Alani is 200
That's
milligrams
crazy.
Of caffeine. And then...
How much is like a coffee?
I don't know. 80? It depends. No, it's definitely less than 80, but it just depends on if it's like espresso or cold brew or whatever. Anyway, then I went to 4 grocery stores and then I came home and watched TV. 4. So yeah, we had to go to fucking 4. It was so irritating. That's what I'm mad about this week also.
That not every grocery store has everything.
Yeah, like why did I have to go to 2 Targets yesterday? That is the most irritating thing in the entire world.
Why did you?
They were just out of everything. Like nothing, there was nothing.
That is so annoying.
It was so irritating.
That is so annoying.
It really pissed me off.
Okay, now we're going to go into our life update. That's the girls that live in delusion. And we had a big weekend. We went to Austin, Texas. And we had a day in Austin.
To be fair, we fly into Austin. We stay in Austin, but our show is in San Marcos, which is like 30 minutes away from Austin. Yeah. So we'll be switching in between the two cities in this description. Yeah.
So we woke up on Saturday, and we went out to this like fun, like brisket and biscuit place
called Briskets.
So creative.
No, like they really ate no, with
like,
that.
That was the perfect name.
It was
name.
So perfect.
And it's like this outdoor food truck coffee place, and it was so good. And it was so fun.
Yeah, it was really good. And I got to see my best friend from college. I got to see her sister. Tony, if you're listening to this, hey. Tony is...
Hey.
Tony is Hannah's boyfriend, so slay.
Hey.
Hey, Tony. Tony said he listens to the podcast, and he said, is that a green flag? And we were like, well, yeah, obviously. Duh. So if you're not lying and you're actually listening to this, hello.
Hey. Thanks for listening.
But yeah, the biscuit slayed. It was really fun. It was
so good.
Really cloudy, and it was supposed to be super hot, but then it like
yeah, it was kind of nice
out. It was perfect weather outside. Yeah. I did get sunburned.
Kaya got sunburned, her Lululemon belt bag strap on her back.
It was really unfortunate. It was tough, but it'll be fine.
Then we shopped around downtown.
Yeah, we popped into some little stores. It was
and
super cute.
We went to get drinks at this fancy place.
Then, wait, no, I have to talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
So, as you guys know, I'm on Raya. Well, Raya just made a new app called Places, and it comes free with your membership to Raya. So I was like, well, of course I'm going to sign up because I'll get the most out of my monthly fee. And so I made an account, and basically it's like whenever you travel or go somewhere, you can like look up literally anything in that city, like hotels, things to do, museums, bars, restaurants, whatever. And it cherry picks recommendations for you based off of like what's popular in the area or like what's recommended by like publications and like news articles. Like it doesn't show you everything in the city. It like only shows you the things that would be like on a Raya app. So anyway, it was really cool, and we were like, okay, well, let's try it. Yeah. And so we went to like a little bar, and it was super cute.
It was so nice,
and the drinks were pretty good. Yeah, it was really nice in there. And then we also went to like a little bar restaurant thing after that.
Yeah, that place slayed.
Also slayed
because there was a live yodeler.
A live yodeler, snakes everywhere. Allegedly, the home of the original ranch water.
Yeah. It was called like Ranch 616. Also, you guys can follow Taylor Fest Eats on TikTok to see what we're talking about.
Yeah. Also, we got this dip trio at Ranch 616. And I had to talk about this because it was just the perfect little plate.
First of all,
it was 3 dips, and the dips were a refried bean dip, a like avocado salsa dip, and then they made a jalapeno popper dip.
It was so good.
That was like cream cheese, corn, jalapeno, bacon. It was so good. And then they served it with tortilla chips and veggies.
Yeah, that's like the perfect comp. Like, we can make that at home.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I'm gonna but start it's the doing way that they served it with veggies and chips that yeah, I was like, that's this like is the so perfect iconic girl for a restaurant. Lunch. Yeah, like, I was like, this is exactly what we needed.
Wait, I'm going to start making that.
Yeah.
Like, different dips. Like, you get all those dips from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing lately. Oh, I made the bruschetta that I made for the picnic a few weeks ago. I made that for lunch for a while. And then I made that cowboy caviar or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, that stuff's so good.
I'm so excited. Just made that. And then I brought it for, I'm bringing it for lunch tomorrow. So
I'm gonna really start doing that with like veggies and chips.
Yeah,
for lunch. Yeah. Lunch idea alert.
Yeah, for everyone who was asking. Since we're like a food podcast now.
And then the best part of the trip was we were walking back from lunch.
We were walking back to the car, like we were about to leave.
Yeah, and we're like, we have to go to work now. Like we have to drive and go work. And I wanted to get a coffee, and they had to pee, so we were like, okay, we need to find somewhere to stop really quick. And so we walk into this place that says coffee.
It does say coffee and bar, to clarify.
Yeah, it looked like it was like a breakfast place, but it was like you go up to the counter and sit down. Yeah. It wasn't like a fancy place.
Yeah, like you could order your coffee at the counter.
Yeah. So we go in, drag brunch, full on drag brunch.
Like we just walked into a drag brunch.
Yeah. And it was so fun. Like it was really truly so fun. Now I want to go to so many drag brunches.
Well, luckily for you, we're going to like literally
next weekend.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. But yeah, that was one of the highlights of the trip. Just so random.
Yeah. That like, those are just the things that happen to us all the time.
Yeah. Just random.
Like, of course we randomly ended up at a drag brunch. Yeah. Obviously that would happen to us.
And then, yeah, then we did the show. It was so fun. Everyone was so nice and went really well. So
yeah, the crowd was really cool.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
We did Lover theme because it was like our last chance to celebrate Lover before.
Yeah. Happy Tortured Poet Week, everyone.
You guys, it comes out tomorrow. When you're listening to this.
Yeah. Also, we're recording this on Monday and like so much has already happened. Like the little QR code thing that's going up in Chicago, the pop-up in LA this week. Like so much is already going on and I like forget how stressful album weeks are because like you can't focus on anything else because so much is going on all the time.
Do you think she's going to be at the pop-up?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But I think she's going to be at something.
I think it's interesting that it's opening before the album comes out.
Yeah. Everyone's like, she's releasing a book, and like, that would be my dream.
Yeah, because the description of the pop-up is that like, there's gonna be like poetry snippets and things.
Like, it might just be lyrics, but like, oh my God.
Yeah. One of my friends tweeted, and she was like, if someone goes, you have to document like every single like book or poem that's like referenced, because this is like the closest we'll ever see to like what her Goodreads would look like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I wish I was there so bad. Like, this is my dream. I love reading. Okay, now we're going to move on to our burning questions. This is where you guys can write in questions, comments, stories at the link in our bio on Instagram and TikTok and everything, and we'll read them on the podcast. And it's all anonymous. So this person says, hi, first of all, love the podcast and I'm so glad I stumbled upon it. Doesn't this make you think like how?
Yeah, can you let us know how?
Yeah, like we'd love to know how you guys found us.
Because like we need to know what's working.
Yeah, like what are we doing right?
Yeah, like what's working?
You guys are so funny and I always know you'll make me laugh. Please, please do an episode on Conan Gray's new album. Also, I think it would be fun if you guys watched, reacted to High School Musical, the musical, the series. Damn, that's a long name. I don't know if any of you watched season 4, but even though Olivia is not in it, it's still good. Anyways, thanks for an awesome podcast. That's such a nice submission. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Also, we cannot do that because I've already watched it. So the reaction would not be.
Yeah. I watched the first season. It was
cute. Aspen's got to watch the rest. I've seen all of it. I was clocked in.
All 4 seasons. I did like it. I don't know why I didn't keep going.
You got to finish it.
Yeah, I do.
It's so good.
Also, I have not listened fully to Conan Gray's new album yet, and I feel like I can't speak on it until I listen to the whole entire thing.
Yeah, that might have to be a topic for post Tortured Poets, because obviously our next episode is going to be Tortured Poets. Yeah.
I started listening to it and then like didn't finish, so I need to give it its time. But also, he was on Jake Shane's podcast, and it was so funny.
I listened to it this morning.
I love him.
I love him so much.
He's amazing.
Jake Shane is my favorite.
This person says, happy to say I've spent every Wednesday for the past 2 years with you guys.
That's
what
crazy.
What is time? LOL. The consistency of this podcast is so, so impressive.
Thank you. Especially because we almost skipped this week.
Thank you. That's so
that was
so
a good
nice.
Thing to
also,
read.
Also, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. And then they said, what's your favorite episode question segment so far? Wishing you both the best. And then this part, for dramatic effect, it's all in caps. but I'm not going to scream. Also, when this week's episode comes out, we'll be listening to the Tortured Poets Department. The next day, I'm going to throw up. Ah.
No, correct.
Me too.
Every time I think about it, I get really nervous. So
true. Me too. Like, my stomach flips.
Especially because, like, all of the songwriters just got dropped today.
Yeah.
And, like, Aaron Dessner and Jack are all over that fucking album. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It's literally just the three of them and then Florence and Post Malone.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm scared.
Okay. Favorite episode, question, or segment? That's so hard.
I do love our little burning question segment that we introduced this year. Like, I think that was a really good move for us.
It's so fun. Like, it's so fun to hear what people have to say.
I think my favorite thing that we've done in the last like year is like just introducing the segments in general.
Yeah.
Like bringing more structure to it. We're really learning as we're going, you know?
Yeah.
Favorite episode though?
I like when they're just like silly. I like the one we recorded in the car.
Oh yeah, that Taylor Fest one was really good.
I don't know.
God,
it's so hard. None I can't of the remember early any ones. Of them.
I can tell you that
now. No. Like the no. past like month.
I don't like to think about that those exist. Like it kind of freaks me out.
They need to be wiped from the internet.
Even though people listen to them all the time.
No, they shouldn't.
Yeah.
I can't think of a single.
I think just in general, I just really like how we've introduced these segments. Like I think that is my favorite part.
It makes it feel more real that we have people like writing in.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, people are actually listening to what we're saying. It's like reassuring. Yeah. It's crazy. But thanks for the kind words.
Yeah. Thanks.
And we're also going to throw up.
Thanks for all of you that have been here for however long you've been here.
No, like it makes me want to cry. Like that's crazy.
Whether you've been here for 2 years or a week. Thanks.
If this is your first time, welcome.
Yeah.
So you guys should write in your questions and comments and stuff because we love hearing from you, obviously. But this week we're going to talk about Coachella because weekend one just finished and so much happened. And we're going to read some headlines. So the first really, really, really exciting thing that happened was Lana Del Rey performed. She literally looks like Tinkerbell. She looked
Yeah, that's like the best she's ever looked, I think.
Incredible.
Like her stylist really slayed.
Yeah.
Her hair looked so good.
Beautiful.
Her outfit slayed.
Oh my God, her set list was amazing. Her entrance was amazing. And then she brought out Billie Eilish, which, like, when I found that out, that's crazy. Like, I love those two people so much.
I literally was about to get in the shower Saturday morning, and I came out and I said, Lana Del Rey brought out Billie Eilish.
Like, what did you just say? Like, how, like, I've never really thought about them together, but they just make sense now.
Yeah.
That I, like, have seen them together. Like, their voices line up perfectly. And they sang Video Games and Ocean Eyes, and I need that version of Video Games on Spotify. Like, that was incredible. But then she also had Jack Antonoff play piano and John Batiste play piano maybe too. I know they were both there.
Yeah.
And yeah, Billie Eilish and Lana Del Rey.
I just have to say, before we get into every day of this weekend, like, this lineup overall, I know to the, like, everyone was just like kind of an underwhelming lineup just from like when it first got announced.
And a special guest though.
But and I just have to say, like, this is the first year I've had FOMO in since like Harry Chella. Like, this is like there's something about the Coachella special guests that, like, the collabs that come out of Coachella are just the craziest thing.
The Lana Del Rey and Billie Eilish, like, I'll never get over this.
I'm just obsessed with the way that Coachella brings out like so many iconic collabs that like would have never happened otherwise. It brings me so much joy.
Okay. Like, this is my Spotify Wrapped. Speaking of. Okay, so then Tyler, the Creator, brought out Childish Gambino, A$AP Rocky, I don't know who that is.
Someone please make a compilation of every time Aspen said someone's name wrong.
Because I don't know who anyone so is. Funny. How do you say that? Callie and Charlie Wilson. Thank God, an easy one.
The easiest name to pronounce ever. You don't deserve the mispronunciation. We apologize.
But A$AP Rocky and Childish Gambino played Potato Salad and Who Dat Boy.
Like, that's, I just, it's crazy.
Yeah. And then No Doubt came out.
This is a different night. We're skipping.
We're skipping around. And it was their first performance in 9 years, first of all, which is literally crazy.
Because if you guys don't know, No Doubt is Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And
I feel
then,
like some of you guys are too young to know that information.
And then they brought out Olivia Rodrigo to play Bathwater, which is so iconic.
I just can't. I
And so smart of them to bring out Olivia Rodrigo. Because, like, again, the younger generation might not know who that is, but they know who Olivia Rodrigo is.
Yeah. Also, for context, No Doubt is the band that sings, I'm just a girl, just so you know.
Wait, did you see their TikTok?
Yeah.
It was so good.
It was so good.
Will Smith came out for the Men in Black theme.
With J Balvin, which is so fucking iconic.
Also, I saw, like, so many things that were, like, is that Will Smith or, like, am I going crazy? Like, that was so random. Like,
but that is so, I would have freaked the fuck out if I, A, heard the Men in Black theme song at anything, and B, Will Smith came out to do the Men in Black theme song. Like, that is so, like, iconic.
How, like, they must have just been, like, what if, and then they asked him, and he was like, sure.
Yeah.
Like, all of these, like, collaborations are, like, so, so good. Outlandish. Like, I can't believe they actually did it.
No,
you know?
Like, that's what I miss, is, like, missing out on the collabs that will literally never happen again, but yeah, it's like, just, like, ever. So iconic. Yeah.
Doja Cat brought out ASAP Rocky, 21 Savage, and Tizo Touchdown. And Slay.
Slay.
Ice Spice previewed a new song on stage.
Didn't Billie also play, like, three new songs?
Billie Eilish threw a special Billie and Friends party and hyped up the crowd with The Killer's Mr. Brightside.
Yeah.
And I saw this. So...
yeah, no, she headlined, because I remember my friends that were there were like, we're Barricade for Billie.
Okay, yeah, so she played, I don't remember if she played one song during Lana's that was new. I don't think she did. But during hers, it was like the whole thing was like to promote her new album.
Yeah.
So she previewed three songs. Lunch. Oh my God, you're going to talk about how I don't know how to say things.
Oh my God.
L'Amour di Mavi and Chihiro.
You can't say a single word.
Like, how do you say that?
What did you say for that second one?
L'Amour di Mavi.
Okay, that might be right. Or De Mavi.
De Mavi.
L'Amour di Mavi.
Chihiro?
Something.
It's funny because it's like French. I don't know what Chihiro is, but then lunch. And those are her songs from her new album that's coming out soon, Hit Me Hard and Soft, which literally I cannot wait for. Like, that is, I'm so excited. Like, if Taylor's album wasn't coming out, this would be the album that I'm most excited for in so long. And then Yo Gabba Gabba. Who's that?
Did you say who's Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yo Gabba Gabba.
What do you mean who's Yo Gabba Gabba?
Is it like a DJ?
No!
Oh my
God.
Who is that?
Oh my God.
Showed up to the Aquabats pool party.
Yo Gabba Gabba is a children's TV show. Google Yo Gabba Gabba right
Wait,
now.
Wait, like, it's out right now?
No, like, when we were children.
I don't think I've ever seen this before.
Literally?
Okay, I've seen this person. 2007, how old were we, like 10? Yeah. Okay. Okay, I thought it was a DJ.
Is that a DJ?
Oh, I do kind of remember this. I don't think I ever really watched this. Oh, it was on Nick Jr. Okay. Why did they come back? Why did Yo Gabba Gabba go to Coachella?
That's why I said that's so funny. And then you were like, who is that? And I was like, no, that's why it's so funny.
That is so random. Okay, Slay. Vampire Weekend brought Paris Hilton on stage.
That was a Slay.
Yeah. Not, like, that surprising, though. Like, I feel like everywhere there's a music festival, there's going to be Paris Hilton.
Yeah, but Vampire Weekend of it all is crazy.
Yeah, yeah, that is. And they played Cornhole. Dom Dalla brought out Nelly Furtado.
That's insane. That's insane. I'm in my Dom Dalla era.
Eat Your Man. Which, that's theirs together, I think. Their song together. And then, so iconic, Rene Rapp headlined and brought out Kesha.
Well, didn't headline, but
she had her set. And brought out Kesha.
Which isn't the first time that they performed together.
And them together were, first of all, Kesha is, like, still so amazing.
No, you listened to that album that I've told you to listen to yet?
Which one?
Kesha's.
Oh, yeah. Her, like,
I feel so passionately about Kesha, it's not even funny. Like, I can't explain to you how much I love this woman. I'm obsessed with her. This isn't the first time they've played together, but they played TikTok together this time, and they changed the first lyric to Wake Up Feeling Like P. Diddy to Wake Up Feeling... thinking fuck P. Diddy.
Yeah, that was so good.
And that is just so iconic alone. But like Kesha is such an icon. If you guys don't know her like full career history, like you need to look it up because she is such an icon. Like she had like spoken out against people that were controlling her and like who abused her, but like she's just such an icon. And her most recent music is like, oh my god, her like newer albums are so good. I saw her and Macklemore live one time.
That's an iconic duo.
I went to a Kesha and Macklemore concert.
That is one of the greatest duos of all time.
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah, this was crazy. When I saw Kesha walk out on stage, I was like,
no, like that, we're in for a treat.
Like the two of them, oh my god. Okay, well then obviously we have to talk about Taylor Swift. So the first time that we saw Taylor Swift was on
at Bleachers.
Saturday at Bleachers. She was like backstage with Travis,
yeah,
dancing. And everyone was like, there's Taylor wearing a baseball hat. And then she went from that to the pit of Ice Spice, where Ice Spice played Karma.
It was so iconic.
But also, like, I was thinking, if you're, like, there, you obviously don't know Taylor Swift's, like...
Yeah, but...
You know?
Yeah.
But imagine, like, being, like, you hear Karma and you're, like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Yeah. Like, and you heard rumors that she was there. Like, I would be, like, she's coming out.
Yeah.
And she was in the audience. But it was iconic.
It was so iconic. And then she also stayed for Dom Dolla in the pit, which is so fucking iconic of her. Like, that's just...
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
And then there was, like, a clip of her, like, backstage. Granted, to clarify, somewhere.
It wasn't the full, like, literal pit. It was, like, the VIP pit still.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
Like
she was there with, like, influencers and other celebrities. Yeah.
Jake Shane was literally...
Like, right behind her.
Like, she looked at him, and he was cowering, like,
no,
so
the video
scared.
Is so funny because it's literally, like, Jake and two other people who I'm assuming are, like, his friends.
Yeah.
But, like... They kept trying to push him towards Taylor Swift, like trying to put them,
and he was
put him like on the side of Taylor Swift, like moving him in between them and Taylor Swift, basically. And he like would not, and he just kept like hiding behind his friends.
And I've never seen anything more relatable.
It was so funny.
That is like, I know that is exactly what I would do. Like I would be like, absolutely not, get her away from me. Like I'm so scared.
No,
and,
like
so much respect.
I love him so much.
Like he's such a real fan.
I just
and he's
him.
In every single picture of her, just
no,
like looking
just,
so
his head
scared.
Is just right behind her,
and he looks so scary. And like that is so relatable. I just can't.
Jake Shane, we love you.
It was crazy. Oh, and Taylor was wearing a New Heights hat, which was like so cute.
Also,
fun.
Wait, no, I actually want to say this because I saw New Heights today restocked the hats.
Oh,
and they sold out so fast that they had to restock them again 10 minutes later.
Oh my god.
Because all the Swifties are buying them because Taylor was wearing it, which is so funny. Like the
her
worlds
cultural
are just really
impact
colli-
is
yeah.
wild.
Like the worlds are colliding heavily.
They must have thought about that the second she put it on. They were probably like, get the hats ready.
Yeah, no.
Like prepare for the storm.
Because they have interns on the podcast and they're probably like, oh god.
Like they're like, no. They're like, where's my raise?
Unless something dire happens at Coachella weekend 2, we probably, what if Taylor comes out because her album will be out?
Yeah. I also was like thinking about this though, and like I just, there's no one more famous than Taylor except like maybe like
Beyonce. Yeah.
And so I feel like anyone that brings her out, it's going to become all about her and like their moment at Coachella.
Yeah, but
is
to be fair, like that's kind of the reason anyone brings anyone out at Coachella. Like Renee brought out Kesha.
Yeah.
Like you bring someone there to
if Renee brought out Taylor Swift, like it would turn into like,
well, yeah,
the Taylor
but
Swift
it would be
show.
A headliner that brought her out. It wouldn't be like a supporting.
It
act.
Would have to be Lana.
It would be like Lana.
Like there's no one else that would do it.
But like, I think. Yeah, it's just like the reason you're bringing someone out is because you're like trying to reach more people in the audience, basically. So like it would make sense.
I could see it, but I don't know.
I'm just saying, of course, I'm saying we're only going to talk about Coachella next week if something dire happens this weekend.
Yeah,
then of course it's going to be like that. Because next week is all about tortured poets, but we can touch on any important information from Coachella too. But yeah, Coachella really slayed. Also, did you see the Poppy collab with Alex Earl?
No. Oh, yeah, on TikTok.
So
yeah,
iconic.
The video.
Like, no, the whole partnership.
Oh, no.
On
Instagram?
No, just in general. They sent, instead of doing like an influencer event, they only sent Alex Earl and her friends.
Oh.
And so they rented out the whole house just for Alex Earl and like 3-4 friends.
Oh, that's iconic.
It's the best influencer marketing I have ever seen. Like if you're going to invest in one person, Alex Earl's the perfect person to do that for. And like no one's ever done that. Like everyone's always done like events with multiple influencers or like sending multiple influencers to Coachella, but like no one's ever done a partnership with just one influencer, and I think it's so iconic, and they did such a good job.
Yeah,
it's so good.
I think they made a TikTok to a Kesha song, like with Poppy.
Oh yeah, they've been posting all weekend.
Yeah, but there's this one TikTok that was like, it was like very obviously an ad for Poppy, like it was only at the house, and it was produced so well, like I know that they were just having fun making it, but like they did such, it looked like a music video. Like they did such a good job.
No, like this partnership is everything to me, and like they did the whole thing to promote the new Lemon Lime Poppy, like it's just so, and they put up signs everywhere in the house that said Coach Earl Ella.
That's funny.
And it's, oh my god, it was just so iconic. Like
yeah, they did a good job. Give that
influencer a team a raise, because they really slayed.
Yeah, they said, you know what, we only need one girl.
Yeah. And that girl's Alex Earl.
Yep.
Crazy.
Well, that was Coachella weekend one.
Oh my god, wait, Sabrina.
Oh yeah, Sabrina.
Hello.
Oh my god, we forgot about the Pop Princess of America.
Oh my god, okay. Sabrina had a set at Coachella, and she did amazing.
Oh my god, her production.
Her set, insane.
That was the best thing I've ever seen.
The the production, crazy. The set design, insane. Insane. Her outfits, amazing. Insane.
Her sunglasses, so good.
The nonsense outro.
The dancing.
The dancing espresso live for the first time.
She was the ultimate pop star of Coachella.
She is just...
like, she is a pop star.
Yeah.
She's like Hannah Montana. She's literally like what I looked at when I was little and be like, that's what I want to be.
Yeah. Like, it's so funny because, like, in my mind, like, Sabrina Carpenter is like picture-perfect pop star. And then, like, Olivia Rodrigo's like rock star.
Yeah.
Like, pop punk rock star.
Yeah.
And they're just...
it's perfect.
It's so... like, I just...
Her set was so good. Like...
yeah, it was insane.
That was one, oh yeah, it was so good. And then she was also with Taylor like the whole time.
Espresso's so good. Oh, and Barry was there.
Yeah.
And have you seen the videos of Barry like cheering for her in the audience?
Yeah, and like it was filming her.
So
cute. It was so
like
nice.
Literally so cute when he like couldn't sit still. Oh my god, it was so wholesome. And then it was literally, I saw someone post and it was like the Polly Pocket sized version of Taylor and Trav being right next to Taylor and Trav. Because it was literally Barry and Sabrina with Travis and Taylor. But like it was literally Polly just them but smaller.
Oh my god.
It was like just a smaller version of them. It was so funny. Also, Sabrina wore her glasses when they were in the pit, and I just think that's so iconic.
I know.
Like, that's so iconic.
When I first saw that, I was like, who's that woman? And then I was like, oh my god, it's Sabrina.
You mean Pop Princess Sabrina Carpenter?
Like, it was like the blurriest photo, you know, like one of the first photos that came out, and she was wearing her glasses, and I was like, who's that woman with the glasses? It's literally Sabrina.
Yeah, she did so good. She slayed so hard.
Yeah, like...
Chapel also did really good. I've been watching clips from her performance, too. She slayed, of course. But whoever made the schedule, I don't know if you saw this, but they backed Chapel's set up to Sabrina's.
Oh.
So basically, you either missed the end of Chapel's or the beginning of Sabrina's.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And so, I know so many people were, like, really stressed about it. Like, because, which one? Those are the same... like, the demographic is practically the same. Like, how are you going to do that to them?
Dang, I wonder why they did that.
Yeah. People who make festival schedules, like, I have so many questions for them because they do so many wrong things.
It's also so crazy because, like... we just talked about all those artists, but there's like thousands, well not thousands, but there's hundreds. Like 100 more people that performed that like we just are ignoring right now. Sorry.
That's what I was like, Sabrina, Chapel, like the it was great. They did such a good job.
Wow. This was like probably one of the best Coachellas ever. Lana Del Rey and Billie Eilish and Sabrina Carpenter, like just this was
just for like the pop girls and gays.
Yeah, what a success. But we love you guys.
Thanks for
listening
out.
For 2 years.
Or, you know, if you just got here, thanks
or
for listening.
Or one episode.
Yeah.
Like.
Anywhere in between.
Any, or even half this episode. You probably didn't make it this far, but. But I hope everyone has the best Tortured Poets listening day.
Experience.
Experience. I was like, day. I was like, what is the word?
Party experience. You in the Tortured Poets department.
Like, what the heck? How are we gonna, like, how's it gonna be out?
Signing off your Tortured Poets reporters. You know, instead of chairman.
We're the
reporters.
Yeah. I got it. Okay, bye.